This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The things you missed, Dan.
Looks like I showed up just in time.
Philadelphia was the second state admitted to the union.
Mm-hmm. Of course, as everybody knows.
So earlier today, we decided to see if it is true that you can cook a hot dog with just heat from the sun and sunlight.
Yeah. Antenna weenies. Mm-hmm.
And we put it on the antenna of the station van. There were five of them, and Dan and I, we let them roast for about 3 hours.
Roast in the natural state.
And by the way, just to be clear, and this is very important information in this whole situation, that van, I don't think, has been washed since 2005 when it was built.
Nor do we advocate antenna weenies on your own, but we wanted to see.
To see if it could be done.
I went out there about an hour ago just to check.
Yeah,
and I touched some of the hot dogs, and they were kind of lukewarm to the touch.
Lukewarm.
Now, the one that was higher up on the antenna mm-hmm. was warmer.
The top dog?
It was closer to the sun.
Closer to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were kind of clammy, and you could smell them on approach, but they were still kind of clammy.
Well, but we gave it another hour to cook.
Yeah.
And we've handed you one. Would you be willing?
You handed me more than that.
Would you be willing to taste an antenna weenie?
All right.
No. Make her do it.
Wait, no. Did you give me all of them?
They're all in a bag. We didn't have a platter.
You just gave me the whole bag. Where are yours?
No, you're the guinea pig.
No, this is your thing.
Take a bite. Come on.
Oh my God.
Keep in mind, hot dogs are already cooked.
I know, but it's been on the antenna.
Yeah.
Which flies through the air and picks up dirt and road grime and all this stuff.
But the weenies that went first protected the weenies that went last. So take the one from the bottom of the bag, and that was the one that was on the top.
How do you identify which weenie is which?
That doesn't make any sense.
Wait, which one did you put in first?
The one
you put in the
bottom.
Top ones.
Yeah, so dig to the bottom, and that's going to be the cleanest because it was on the top of the antenna. Yeah.
All right. Are these even in buns? All right, here we go.
I bought buns.
For flavor. Mm. Now, let me see. I don't think you took a bite.
No, I'm looking right at him. He took a bite of it.
Did you take a bite of the actual hot dog?
Yes, the hot dog. Yeah, the bun. I don't want to get it filled up with the bun.
Good. Is it warm?
Oh, God, no.
Dan, we were so glad to have you back. We got you a welcome back present.
Welcome back.
Congratulations. Now you're going to need to pay for my tetanus shot.
It's a lukewarm hot dog that cooked on the station van antenna.
It's not lukewarm.
It's like you left it out on the counter for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Did you guys check for rust on that thing?
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, my goodness.
You haven't thought about a lot of things, but that's okay.
That's fair point.
Very fair point.
We're glad you're back.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
We missed you.
That's a little gritty.
If your muscles start seizing up in the next hour, let me know and I'll call you an ambulance. Okay, after that, you're on your own.
It's gritty.
Tastes a little rust in there.
Gross.
Can you?
Is that a Ford?
You know what?
It is a Ford.
All right.
Most cars now, because we looked all around the parking lot for the victim that we chose, most cars now do not have the old antenna. Remember when you used to go through the car wash with your grandma or your mom? Mm-hmm. You would have to get out of the car, push down that metal, like an emphasis pointer, push it all the way down, go through the car wash, pull it all the way back up. Cars don't have those anymore.
No.
I've never been so happy that mine got ripped off in the car wash a couple years ago.
We were going to do yours first, Sam.
How do you listen to the radio?
I turn it on.
Really?
Yeah, it works just fine.
Without the antenna?
Yeah.
Then why did we have antennas to begin with?
Well, back then.
To strengthen the signal?
Back then, last century, things were different.
A lot of things were different.
Yes, text line, we will let you know what hospital Dan is admitted to so you can go visit.
I hope you get the doctor that's heard everything. They're like, what do you think seems to do the problem? Well,
I had a hot dog off a van antenna.
Excuse me, what?
Van that's been sitting there for 10 years.
It's a van antenna.
Welcome back. We got you a gift. What'd you get us? Gastroenteritis?
Gastro what?
Enteritis.
Something. That's close.
Enteritis.
What?
Gastroenteritis.
I don't think either one of those is correct.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Gastroenteritis.
Enteritis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the proper word?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Stomach ache. Yeah. Or you've got an upset tummy.
You can keep us posted. Please don't.
Please don't.
El Mayo, the infamous Mexican drug lord, is going to plead guilty today to federal drug charges. Check that next week. I beg your pardon. El Mayo is due in court next week for a conference that, according to the docket, is now a change of plea hearing.
Was it heroin?
It was all kinds of fentanyl, you name the illegal drug, yes.
Did you hear about the mom who claims the poppy seeds on an everything bagel caused her to fail a drug test and then the hospital reported her to Child Protective Services, mm-hmm. which I think the hospital, if you failed the drug test, like let's say you bring, I don't know what the circumstances were, she was in the hospital.
Right.
They're mandatory reporters.
Yeah.
So they have to.
They have to turn her in. She says it was an everything bagel.
And that is quite possible. I'm not saying that she's telling the truth. I'm not saying she's lying. You can, from the way I understand it, you can fail a drug test because of the poppy seeds on a bagel.
God, here we go. A new mother from Alabama is warning pregnant patients after she says eating an everything bagel for breakfast before giving birth to her second child upended her family last spring. It all stemmed from the unexpected results of one urine drug test, a routine test given to thousands of maternity patients across the country. It was a joint investigation between CBS Sunday Morning.
Why do you have to take a drug test to give birth?
They always ask you to pee in a cup before you give birth. I did it four times. I don't know why. Maybe they are specifically looking to see.
Do you have to?
Can you deny it?
Yeah, what if you say, no, I'm not going to? That's an invasion of my privacy, which it is.
CBS Sunday Morning and the Marshall Project looked into this. They found the percentage of false positive results from urine drug tests to be as high as 50%. Katie of Huntsville says, I mean, I truly could not believe what was happening when she was told she tested positive for opiates.
The problem being is that they are looking for the presence of the chemicals that would be found
like
in drugs.
Trace presence.
Right. And so it lights up positive because they found a minute amount. It doesn't say, oh, we found 0.000, you know, add 70 zeros, one of this opiate mm-hmm. substance.
Mm-hmm. A 2001 Supreme Court ruling determined, 2001 determined that maternity patients cannot be tested for illegal drugs without their informed consent or a valid warrant if the test's sole purpose is to obtain evidence for criminal conduct for law. Here's the problem. Katie goes in, has never broken a law in her life, has a loving home and family and two kids and, you know, did all the things right and read all the pregnancy manuals. Mm-hmm. When they just say, hey, pee in a cup before we go back, you just go, okay, you do it every single time during your pregnancy checks as well.
Because you assume that the bureaucratic going through the motions is not going to happen
to
you. Yeah,
they're looking to see for protein in the urine, Scott, to make sure the baby's – I don't – whatever it
then
is.
Then why do they test for drugs?
Great question. But I think most women, and Katie in particular here, they say, here, give us a urine sample. Okay, I've been doing it every 3 weeks for the past however many months going to the doctor. Here's the urine sample. And then they come back and go, I gotcha.
See, it would be my belief – I'm sure you guys all agree with me – if you know you're going to fail the drug test, you don't take the drug test.
I didn't even take any over-the-counter medicine, Katie is quoted here saying. I didn't take Tylenol.
I would also think they need to know what condition the baby will be in. Because they have very different procedures if this baby has been subject to heroin
for the nine months of pregnancy. Are we literally delivering an addict?
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Hours after giving birth, she feared both of her children would be taken away when a member of the Alabama Department of Human Resources walked in to discuss her positive drug screen. Huh. The state worker asked Katie to sign a safety plan. My God. For nearly a month, she was only allowed monitored time with her children.
Who was taking care of the kids?
Oh, my God.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Let's go to Julie in Shawnee, 913-586-7798. Julie, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi there, folks.
Hi.
You know, I was listening to Sunday morning as well, and a question that I thought of that wasn't asked there, I'm not sure if y'all have covered it, but if the results of your analysis could result in the child being taken out of the home or other children as well, and if the safety of the child is paramount concern for this test, why are they not also giving a urinalysis to the other parent, say the father as well?
Because it would be a violation of your constitutional rights. It's an unlawful search and seizure is what it is it not, Scott?
I would think so. One would have to think so.
Dan and Julie, thank you for the call. Dan used a great term. We were talking about this off the air. It's presumptive guilt.
Mm-hmm.
They are presuming you are guilty. And in this case in Alabama, it takes 5 days to do the main drug screen once it's sent off to a lab. This is just the little urinalysis where they do it right there in-house. Then they send it off to a lab, just like they would a strep throat test. They send it to a lab to verify. 5 days later, her lab results came back completely clear for her and for that child. But by then...
Because then they're able to use the high-powered machinery
yes.
to look into it and say, oh,
but
we've
Sam,
only got...
By then, the state has swooped in, and you need to sign a parenting plan, and you need to agree to all this stuff.
But you're the mother on this show.
It's insanity.
Why are they screening for drugs? I'm confused.
If the Supreme Court ruled they shouldn't be in 2001 without your informed consent... But here's the problem with that, Scott. If they said to me... We're going to do an illegal drug screen. Do you consent? I'd go, yeah. I haven't had my heroin today.
I haven't done anything wrong.
I don't have anything in me, but she didn't even have Tylenol.
Right.
So I think most women who have done absolutely nothing wrong would say, yeah, I consent to that. Okay. Yeah, here, I'll pee in a cup.
What's that thing they put in your back?
Epidural.
Epidural, okay. So when did you ever...
Yeah.
Okay, does that make you loopy? Does that make you feel intoxicated?
No, it makes you feel not pain.
That's it? Just no pain. But it doesn't make you...
No.
Like you're drunk or something like that. So you could have the epidural and still know what you're signing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What scares me is most women would say, yeah, I'll pee in a cup.
I've done nothing wrong.
But this scares me to death. And by the time they realize 5 days later that everything was clear, you know, the state's already showed up for their, you know, visit while they're standing over the new breastfeeding mother. The trauma for the mom here and for the older child.
But did I miss the answer there? Can you refuse?
Yes.
I think of course you can.
But I think most women wouldn't, Sam, because I don't have anything to hide. I've never done heroin. Oh, wait. I had a poppy seed bagel.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just wait the 5 days for the full test to come out, then say, all right, there is a flashing red light problem here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hospitals would say, well, then we'll get sued if something happens to the baby. Because we waited on the full result.
913-586-7798. Sharon in KCK. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I worked for a laboratory that did drug testing for insurance companies and other purposes. But, yeah, there is a separate additional test that confirms whether the positive opiate is from drugs or whether it's from poppy seeds.
Why can't that be rushed, Sharon, before we start taking parental rights away?
Well, I would say that would be up to the lab. I mean, if the hospital maybe should be running that secondary test, I don't know the answer to that question. I called in earlier when we were just saying, it will show up a positive if you've had poppy seeds. And I think it kind of takes a lot of poppy seeds consistently, but there is a secondary test, which I would think that the hospital would know that too.
I do too, because what they're doing is rolling the dice that if this is a perfectly law-abiding citizen, why would a hospital think we're going to go ahead and roll the dice and call the state and take parental rights away even though it might be poppy seeds, what you do is you expedite the test.
But if this is going to be the norm, okay, then how about everybody who comes in for their annual physical, especially if they're a woman and a mom?
Yeah, pee in that cup.
And you pee in the cup so that they can run some tests to make sure everything's going okay in your system. You don't have any kidney issues, et cetera, et cetera. Well, let's just, especially if we know that this patient is a mom, run them on some drug screenings. If they come up positive,
test all of them.
Let's take their kids away from them. By the way, I'm being horribly facetious.
Wouldn't you think by now, with all of the lawsuits, this cannot be the first time this has happened. Wouldn't you think by now there would be updated policies? And maybe there are in Kansas City, I don't know. There would be updated policies where if you get a positive result, you don't call social services until you have the lab result in hand.
Somebody says maybe just avoid poppy seeds for a while.
I agree, but how am I supposed to know?
Well, am I not allowed to have a bagel just because I'm pregnant?
Clearly not.
913-586-7798.
Couldn't they also, if you do test positive, then test the baby?
Yes, but
because the baby would have.
If you are an abuser, the baby will have evidence in them. If you ate a poppy seed bagel, I think it would be a very slim chance that baby is going to have enough in their system to test positive. And says here on the internet, which everything on the internet's true, it will stay in your system for about 48 hours. Test them again in a day.
I think there needs to be a warning at the bagel places. Warning, you're about to have your children taken away because they're going to think you're on heroin.
Paul in Kansas City. Paul, good afternoon.
Pick a cinnamon swirl.
Good afternoon. I have a slight sidebar, but it's along the same line. My contention is that this is all about the state wanting to control how you raise your children.
Hmm.
And the incident that I will cite happened to an acquaintance of mine in another Midwestern state, which shall remain nameless.
Okay.
They took her children away for approximately 72 hours after a visit by Child Protective Services found books that the state deemed inappropriate for children.
What was it in North Korea?
No, in another Midwestern state, believe it or not.
Why was the state in their home?
Doing a child visit because of a report from some neighbor. My point is the state has way too much power to, you know, essentially take away the kids if you breathe in the wrong direction.
Yes, and just to pile on to that, if you have money, you can make a phone call and this goes away. If you don't, how do you fight this?
You don't. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Don't forget to check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Was this take the heir of your family fortune back to college weekend?
Oh my goodness, for all you, have you not been on your Facebook feed? All the moms, and I'm sure some dads, but the moms are verbalizing how sad they are today because, you know, I have several people close to me that drove a long way to drop that baby off for the first time over the weekend.
Did you go to Manhattan this weekend?
I went on Saturday and spent the day with him. But
oh, good.
Sophomore year, you know, we're good. Like it was, I mean, I was sad when I left. I hugged him. I took him to Target.
Were you like sad adjacent?
I took him to Target, but I wasn't, you know, snotting, sobbing all the way home like I was a year ago.
Car doesn't even come to a full stop. You just unlock the door.
Oh, I took him out to lunch. Open.
So you Margaret Parks'd him?
I took him to lunch, took him to Target. And then he was like, you didn't need to come all this way. He goes, Mom, you did not need to drive up here. I was like, I'm going to get you settled. Let me mother you a little bit. But I mean, I was there an hour and a half and left.
Didn't he stay there most of the summer, though?
No, that was the other one.
Oh.
You know what he was really thinking?
I didn't go back to Lawrence at all, by the way, at all for number three.
What?
When she went back to school last week, I did not go to Lawrence.
You missed an opportunity to go to Lawrence? Who are you?
Well, she wasn't moving in anywhere. She has the same place that we've had 7 years, and her stuff is still there. Like, I said to her, you don't need help moving in, do you? And she goes, no.
Do you know what college ease is for Mom? You didn't have to drive all the way out here.
You didn't need to come.
No, that means the keg doesn't tap itself.
Right. I just thought it would
it's
be
time
nice
to head home.
That we shout out all of the moms and dads who the house is a little quieter today. You and I have gotten used to it.
Well, Maya doesn't come home.
I know.
I can't believe that I'm saying that Maya is about to be a junior.
I know it.
At UCM.
But if you're listening and you have a freshman, we feel you.
And by the way, she's going to graduate in 3.5 years.
Oh, good for her.
No, good for me.
And for you. Wow.
Yep.
And try to avoid songs like "You're Gonna Miss This," "I Hope You Dance,"
"Don't Blink."
Oh, I've told you this story. I was in Prairie Village at a stoplight, and Barry Manilow's "Mandy" came on, and I just had a breakdown in the car.
Mandy. When?
The first one. When the first one left.
Oh, when Jack left.
Oh, I was a mess.
I remember.
For like weeks, I was a mess.
I remember.
So if that's you, and I've said this to people: if you cry, that's okay. If you don't cry, that's okay. If you're at a stoplight and Barry Manilow comes on and you can't stop crying, you got to pull the car over, that's okay. Like, you got to give everyone grace right now.
So Heather,
in that space.
So Heather Mead, my neighbor across the street, great friends with her and her husband, Dennis. Their youngest, Aaron, left for K-State.
Okay.
And she went early,
yeah,
because she's a manager, trainer, whatever you want to call it, for the football team.
Okay.
She's working with the football team.
Got it.
And Heather had to close Aaron's door, her bedroom door.
Oh, it's...
Because when she would walk by...
Is that the oldest?
Youngest.
Oh, the... Oh, yeah.
Her,
yeah.
And literally her mini-me.
Yeah.
You know? And so I called over a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, how we doing?
And she's like, it's not good. It's not good. And she would walk by Aaron's door and cry.
I just said to a very, very close friend of mine last night, I'm thinking of you today.
Yeah.
I hope mom is doing okay.
Yeah.
I texted her this morning. You don't even need to text me back, but I'm thinking of you today. I know how hard today is for you.
So when Maya went to UCM 2 years ago now, she never came back home. I mean, she'll come home and, you know, spend a Saturday night at the house or something. But, I mean, she's doing classes. She works for the school.
She's spread her wings.
She's got, literally. She does her flying in the summer.
Nice.
And so when she moved out, she moved out. It's tough.
It gets easier.
It does get easier. Yes. So for all the new, we just dropped our kid off at college parents out there, it does get a lot easier. And then you realize you can walk around the house naked, and it doesn't matter anymore.
All right. Moving on.
All right. Story here. Says here, 54, this is a new study, 54% of Americans say they care about their legacy. They want to leave a mark on the world. Who are the 46 who don't? 46%.
They're just not interested in leaving their mark on the world.
Don't you want to leave a mark?
Yeah.
Sam?
You want to leave a better place than you found it. And I think I've always said this, like, my leaving my mark is raising
good human beings.
Good human beings.
That's right. That's right.
I don't need to, like, win a Grammy or something.
I don't need my face chiseled into the side of a mountain in South Dakota. And I think when you and I were younger, we thought we're going to get into journalism. We're going to tell some stories. We're going to clean up corrupt government. We're going to help find the cure for cancer. None of that means anything to me anymore. I mean, I'd love if somebody could find the cure for cancer and all, but I'm with you, Dana. My mark, if I leave a legacy, it's with two young ladies who turned out to be really, really good people. That's what I want.
I used to have the highest bar possible. Now I'm just, you know.
What's that mean?
Trying to get to dinner.
Well, you wanted streets named after you?
No, I didn't want streets. I didn't want recognition, but I thought I was going to be able to solve all of the world's problems. It's part of why I switched from engineering to this industry, is I thought I could set the record straight. And then I realized I had no power and no control, and it's much better just to glide and enjoy life
glide.
For yourself.
you're just gliding through life?
Just
is that what you're saying?
Through
you
life,
know what I'm saying?
Enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
80% of Americans say they care more about their impression on loved ones than leaving a mark on the world. Who's the 20% who wouldn't?
I don't know.
Okay.
Hell hath no fury like a scorned lover. This story out of the New York Post. A pregnant 31-year-old by the name of Stephanie Carlquist is accused of unleashing...
Yes, I have this story.
An epic torrent of fury on her ex's car after they got in a fight earlier this month.
Just a fight.
A regular fight?
Yeah, they're not broken up. Well, it says ex-boyfriend. They're probably broken up now. But at the time, it was just a fight. They were still together. Let me remind you that she is pregnant. She's from Kentucky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so upset that she went over to his house, grabbed some salt, put it in the gas tank.
Now, this is after... She had already slashed one of his tires in a previous fight.
July. This is instability at its finest.
She grabbed some salt, put it in the gas tank, and then took some jars of glitter and poured it into the
AC.
Vents inside his car.
Okay, that's felony damage to property.
The car is completely total.
Yeah. There's no way they're still together.
By the way,
there are red flags, and then there are run away you're going to wake up with a rabbit in a pot of boiling water run away from this woman.
So she's smiling ear to ear in her mugshot and still looks crazy as a loon.
Look her up. Stephanie, common spelling, Carlquist, C-A-R-L-Q-U-I-S-T. You would think it was a glamour shots.
Oh, she's smiling.
Now, Sam, you left a little bit out. Not only did she pour salt in the gas tank, which I didn't realize could destroy the engine, glitter in the AC vents. She also broke the windshield, cracked a rearview mirror, and then shattered the radio screen inside the car.
Okay, please explain to me, not that there's a reason that would make me go, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense, but please explain to me why.
They got in a fight.
They got into a fight. They got into an argument.
It has to be something like, you know, he slapped her mother across her face. Like, if you said that, still not okay. It's criminal damage to property. But this cannot just be a normal fight.
It says got into an argument in early July.
To make things better, by the way, the car was totaled over $12,000 in damage. To make things better, she was present when he had to call the tow truck because she put salt in his engine, and now it won't run.
I didn't realize that that would destroy the engine.
She admitted to the tow truck driver everything that she had did as if she were bragging.
She admitted to the police the same thing.
And then called the victim's mother to lay out what she had done to his mom. And then, a day or two later, she reached out to the now ex-boyfriend on Instagram, apologizing profusely, explaining,
no.
Honey, I'm so sorry. I was just stressed out because I'm pregnant.
Run. Do not walk away from that woman.
I was just pregnancy. I was stressed out. I'm sorry, honey.
Listen to this. In one text, she wrote, the only thing I did was put glitter in the air vents and hurt the windshield. Her words.
Hurt.
I hurt the windshield. Mm-hmm. He was overdue for oil and motor and everything else. Oh, and the tire. She allegedly wrote to his mother in a text message.
The tire. But the slashing of the tire occurred after a previous argument.
Yep, she was booked on felony criminal mischief.
That's more than criminal mischief. It's just flat out criminal damage to property.
Did you say she was 31?
31 years old.
And is still acting like this?
Being held on a $12,000 bond.
Okay.
Well, I think if you make it to 31 acting like this,
someone wrote online, that smile says, I've got bail money.
Can you show me the picture? I haven't seen it since I was at home doing show prep this morning.
There are more people than I'm comfortable with that are coming to her defense.
To pay her bail?
Yeah. Oh. She's super cute.
She is cute. And smiling from
ear to ear.
To ear. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Real quick, the Harrisonville Police Department is warning their community of card skimmers. In the past few weeks, they have found multiple card skimmers on gas pumps at local gas stations around Harrisonville. They are warning, be vigilant when you are using any credit or debit card machines. You know, they put those skimmers on ATMs. They put them on gas pumps. Any other place you'd insert your card. Here's what's scary. Some of the skimmers now are completely internal to the machine. I don't know how. And are not easily seen from the outside.
How do they get it inside the machine?
I don't know. When a skimmer is inserted into the card slot, it usually affects the amount of force required for you to push the card in. That's maybe one of the only ways you would know.
Without going around and just pulling on all of the card readers, which then it looks like you're a potential skimmer at that point.
Oh my gosh. Well, you're supposed to pull on that thing, and if it pops off, that's a skimmer. But this is saying it's you, now there it's internal. And you, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't.
I'm not really sure.
Police say tap to pay is safer option than swiping, but it's still not 100% safe, and I hate that thing.
You just keep pulling on until it pops off?
That's what you're supposed to do.
But what if it's internal?
Then pulling on it is not going to help.
A former police chief known as the...
I'm going back to cash.
You don't even get gas.
I know, but I...
Where are you going to get cash?
You're going to have to go to the bank. They could put these skimming machines inside anything. the way I read that.
Now, that is true. It's not in the machine, though. If they were to open up the machine, it would set off an alarm.
I don't know.
You don't have to get cat. Go into the gas station and prepay. You could do that. Say, I need $30 on pump 9.
What's blowing my mind is that I saw a story the other day about a skimmer that's a sticker. Like, you pay with your phone, you just hold it up to it, right? Or the tap to pay with the card.
Yeah.
I saw one that was a sticker that they just put over that, and that's how they skim.
You know what this says to me? We need to go back to swiping. Go back to the swipe.
Why did we get rid of the swipe? What was wrong with that?
Because the other stuff is more secure until it's not.
Now it's not. Do you know what I watched yesterday? We're going to bring this back as a topic. We were out to dinner, just quick dinner last night, and a woman walked in. She was doing a carryout. Woman walked in, handed the bartender her cell phone, Bartender goes over to her computer machine, presses the cell phone up to something, and then walks the phone back, and that's how the woman paid.
Apple Pay, baby.
Is that what that is?
Or if you have an Android, Google Pay. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, now isn't my information somehow inside of their computer system?
Well, did you want to pay for that food or not?
I don't know.
Your information would be inside of their system if you just handed her a credit card.
I watched the woman hand herself. I go, why did she just hand her cell phone?
On how the chip card is more secure than the swipe, because the chip card can be detected from a distance by a radio frequency and the swipe could not.
I don't like any of it.
Birthdays today. Robert Redford is 89.
No.
Dennis Leary is 68. Christian Slater is 56. And Ed Norton is 56. Remember him from Fight Club.
89?
89 years old. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.